Good morning. We are continuing with the Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Chavav Chav Zayin, the Melachos of Kosher and Matir. And we left off discussing, is there a leniency in Tefira of a concept of Enish HaKayama, similar to the Heter of Kesher Enish HaKayama, the Chayyadim, but two opinions. He said that the second opinion only allows one to do that not if it's not in the presence of an Amoritz. We mentioned that the Ramah actually relies on this opinion of Lacha L'maisa. So there is a leniency in the Malacha of Teifer and Korea of Enish HaKayama. So now this has significant applications nowadays. The Shulchan Aruch at the end of Simen Shin Mem quotes from the Rambam, that the Rambam says that gluing something together is a told of the Malacha of Teifer. Teifer is attaching two things, they should become one unit. So the example which you had in the Mishkan was using stitching. But the Rambam says gluing something together acts as a tolda of Teifer. And ripping apart things which are glued together is a tolda of Korea. So a person has a plastic bag which the top of the bag was crimped together. You press the two sides together and you apply heat and it melts together. That's a form of gluing it together. So opening up that bag would go under the issue of Korea. Putting it together was Teifer and taking part is Korea. Person has the adhesive on the back of a bandage. So it's glued on. It's a glue which is allows it to come off fairly easily, but it's glued on. So removing that is the Malacha of Korea. Etc., etc. We have many other examples where you have this idea. A person wants to use a sticky note to keep track of where they're holding the Gemara. So he uses the sticky note, attaches it on. He's gluing it onto the page. Some argue sticky notes, the derech is always to remove them, so that's considered, they never became one unit. So we see that this idea has multiple applications. And the idea which we're discussing here in this sif is really places out as well. Here it's an example where in the manufacturing plant, they put it together, they have no interest whether it lasts one day or lasts 10 days or lasts forever. Their job is just to put it together and send it out. The purchaser might rip it open immediately. So theoretically, if I get a bag which just came from the factory that day, I would open it up that day or I might not. So do you look at the one who made it, who's saying they're agreeable to let it last for a long time, but they have no specific interest in having it last in a long time. And the recipient, how do they look at it? So the issue of opening bags on the seams, which would be potentially the malacha of Korea, which is the parallel malacha. So Teifer is going to depend on how we answer these questions that the Chayyadim is raising over here, that when we have two parties sort of having their power to decide and have input, how this not is going to function, how do we do that? In general, the assumption is that the owner is the one who decides. Over here, however, the owner has not definitely permitted and outsourced the decision to the one who's the craftsman. So the assumption is we have to deal with this as a Kesher Shokayama, or a Kesher Shokayama at least for his man Kotzer. Abishah Satcha, Krishna Mazaman suggests one can deal with it as if it was a Kesher which is made to untie within 24 hours. Even though the reality is this gluing together of this bag was done months ago, and then it was put into some big shipping container and shipped somewhere and then stored in a big storehouse and then put on the shelf and then bought by you and then brought home and ripped it open. And that's all true. So it's been months since this knot was made, this gluing was done originally. On the other hand, if you'd ask the manufacturer, would he be happy that you could get this stuff all the way to the market, have it sold, and have to make new the next day? Of course he would. He wants to make money. So he doesn't have a specific interest that it should last more than 24 hours. And that's not considered a kesher, which is made to last, if the person has no interest at all that it should last for any specific amount of time. Have a good day.